Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four. Kemba Walker. Step back. Walker. Cardiac Kemba does it again.
Gilbert for the win.
I go by the name of Jarrell Dapper J. It's the ninth episode, man. We got nine episodes already. First and foremost, Friday. Thank God. It's probably at this podcast, I'm going to sleep. Man, brother's been tired, been working, but I can't really complain too much. What's going on today? The topics we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about KD versus LeBron last night. And then we also got to talk about everyone, the whole controversy of LeBron crashing into the golfer's wife and her going to the hospital. They were playing that at work all day today. And it just blew my mind. Then we're also going to talk about the mom that hit the half-court shot to pay off some of her daughter's tuition. We got the Warriors versus the Bucks. Warriors losing the game. And then the rematch against the Bucks. Iman Shumpert's baby. That whole fiasco, Abby Wambach's retirement, and then NFL, you got the NFC East. Will the Giants stun the world and beat Carolina and possibly win it all? We'll explain more of that. Cam versus Brady. And then the last big topic, you got Odell versus Randy Moss. I'm not saying who's better, but we're just going to talk the comparison. And then also our Aggies. We enjoy the dome tomorrow, so you already know we're going to turn up, get this dub on national television, do it big, you feel me? But yeah, I think Rob's on right now, so what's up, Rob?
Yo.
Yo, what's going on?
All right, man, I'm like, oh, man, can you hear me?
I can hear you. But,
all right, man, we here, man.
All right, whatever. Yeah, I just explained to all the listeners, you know, what we're going to talk about today. So how you been today, man?
Man, you know me. I went to sleep, actually, today. I just chilled today. It was a nice chill day.
Man, I envy you because I've been up all day. I was running at work, stuck in traffic. Man, I'm not complaining. Like, running at work is dope. It's just like, dog, I just want to go take a nap. Like, she was like, yeah, I'm going to take this nap after work at 12:30. I'm like, man, I'm going to be here for like another 3 hours.
Whew.
Damn, what's up? But it's cool. They gave us Jimmy John's. That was pretty dope.
Hey.
And then I got some homemade cookies. Yo, shout out to this lady. Her name is Gina Pepper. She makes some of the greatest cookies you will ever have in your life. I've been at work 2 months, and she's already came in the building 3 different times. And every time she comes, those cookies. And it's crack. Every single time. So shout out her. We didn't get any food. They were making some drinks, but I was in the control room, so I didn't have a chance to sip any. Yeah. So if you're at work, daytime television, you'd be surprised how much you get turned. That's the wild, man. All right, but first and foremost, let's talk about, you know, the hometown hero, Kevin Durant, and Oklahoma City Thunder, losing to King James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I didn't catch the
King, man.
I saw a highlight, so you can take it away.
Yeah, man, I tuned in, I think, the second half, and it was like Durant third quarter, man, he was just hugging, you know. He was putting them buckets up, but LeBron was, whew. I mean, he was doing LeBron things, man. He almost had a triple-double. I think it was one rebound short. Yeah. You can't stop the king, man, when he wants to win. So
I feel you on that. Right. I mean, Kevin's record versus LeBron isn't favorable, but I feel like that's not Kevin's fault. Like, not all those losses, because he's, what, 4-6?
Yeah, like 4-16 now.
Right. You know, Russell has to do
the beginning, his first teams were garbage. You know? Like, people might not remember because the Thunder have been pretty good the last 5 years or so. But when Durant first got in the league, when he was with the Sonics, they were horrible. Like,
I mean, it's like Russell's the given fool. Like, don't you know, Russell is top 5 player in the league right now. He's crazy. But then he holds him back? Yeah.
No, I don't think he does, though.
I think he does, because Kevin could definitely be dropping a whole lot more. Does he necessarily need to? No. But he could do
but
a whole
lot. But it's different, though. Like, you remember him versus the Grizzlies in the playoffs, right? When he didn't have Westbrook. What happened? Was he putting up points? Yeah, but he was shooting horribly. Like, if you compare him to Durant's standards, he was just horrible shooting games. And he lose. I think they lost 4-1. Like, he needs Westbrook to be gunning so he can take some heat off him. Because sooner or later, because there's nobody else really on the Thunder offense that's carrying them. Like, Ibaka gets random buckets. I mean, he can shoot, but he's not like, throw it to Ibaka, he's going to give you 20 a game, you know? Cantor has some skill, but he doesn't really even get the minutes like that all the time. So it's like, it's a two-man game. So, and if you don't have Westbrook out there with him, then he's literally just pulling. And then they're going to put 2-3 people on him, and then the Thunder's offense is going to sputter, and then they're going to lose. Like, I think he needs Westbrook.
I'm not saying he doesn't need him, but it's just like, you know what you get with Westbrook.
A triple-double?
A loss, but, you know, at the end of the day, that win. That's how
I mean, Westbrook had his flaws, obviously.
Right, like, think about it. You know, LeBron's getting the craziest numbers, but they weren't winning. Or they weren't winning championships. They were winning. And it's just like,
I mean, but you can't blame that on another team. I mean, on another player on the team. I mean, it was LeBron's team. That was it. He didn't have nobody holding him back. It's kind of different, though. Like, it wasn't like there was another star on his team that was taken away from LeBron. I mean, if he had another star on his team, he might have won.
Mo Williams.
Please leave. We're just going to end this. Bye, guys.
I just can't believe
what
Williams is nice. I'm like, he's terrible.
What delusional universe does they live in? Like, he's an average player. No, Mo Williams does not save the day. No.
But you know what's really crazy?
You said what?
Go finish.
I think Durant would, you know, he would benefit from having a guard like John Wall. Like, I'm fully behind the KD to DC movement. Okay?
I mean, who is
not
anyone from
not,
the county, this area.
Yeah. Man. But it's not even just because of, you know, the Wizards is obviously my team. But also, if you, like, Wall does everything that Durant needs. I mean, he attacks the defense. So he can still draw defenders away from Durant and get them good looks. And he's a great, willing passer. So he can set them up perfectly. You see the dimes he was dropping all last year? I bet you Trevor Ariza misses John Wall's dimes this year. John Wall is just a beast. So, I mean, hey, man, KD. If you don't want a point guard taking your shot, you know, trying to take all the shine, getting all the interviews, come to D.C. and play for the Wizards.
You know, I'm down. You know, I'm definitely down. But you know what was really wild there? So at work, I didn't catch the game. But at work, they're showing LeBron crash into this lady. And they're making it this huge controversy. I'm like, okay, she's sitting courtside. You can't stop a 6'8", 240, 250-pound individual running full speed.
Exactly.
Why is there controversy? And, like, there was a whole bunch of different debates, even at work. And my guy Russ, man, shout out Russ. He's from Cleveland. Me and him, we agreed. I'm like, I'm not a LeBron fan, but come on. You know how many times Shaq jumped over people?
Exactly. Like, I tell people, it's a little different, though, because Shaq's, like, big and he's slower. So, like, he kind of, like, just, like, plops onto the person. But LeBron's, like, an actual freight train. So, he actually runs through the people. Like, man, but if I was a lady, I mean, you see LeBron running full speed at you. Get up!
Right.
Move!
Like, if you look at the play really close, she, like, stops and looks up. And like,
exactly.
Like it's a dream. Like,
look, she knew bad things were about to happen. Like just do a nice roll. Like, get up, try to move.
I mean, but then it happens so fast, it's like a split second. If you don't react, you caught slipping.
I mean, I don't know. If I see this person that big running towards me, and I see the basketball happen to be right in front of me, and he's going to go to get the basketball, my common sense would say, Bobby, this may not be the best position for you to be in. But get up now, and you can return to your seat later. It's not like they're going to escort her out if she gets up.
Well, also, that also is a sign that we need to be more alert at games. Because, you know, when you could be at a game, and you'll be on your phone and stuff like that.
Exactly. Like, who gets a courtside seat and is like, no, let's look at, you know, see what everybody else is doing with their life on the phone. It's a courtside seat. Appreciate greatness.
And a courtside seat at a Cavs-Thunder game. You know how, like,
come on. This is just, you get three of the top five players in the league on the same court, and you're on your phone. It makes no sense.
I mean, we on the same page. Like, you know, I've done my fair share of LeBron bashing. But this is not one of those moments. I was just like, bro, y'all tripping, dog. Like, let LeBron do his thing, you know. Like,
it's right. Like, come on.
Game. You try to be in the moment. You just got caught slipping. Now, I'm praying for her recovery, definitely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, I don't want her to be like, oh, yo, let her be injured. No, I mean, I don't feel well with anybody.
But I am tripping. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And, you know, speaking of LeBron, this is a rare day, Rob. It's rare I give LeBron so much praise. But, yo, shout out to LeBron for what he did for that kid and gave him the sneakers. Like, that was really cool.
That was dope.
You know, you don't see many. You're in the opposing team's court. You're the most known basketball player on the planet, other than Kobe. And for you to do that, it's kind of like, yo, that's pretty legit.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to see athletes, you know, take time out of the day, you know, take time, you know, whether it's after a game, before a game, you know, show love to the kids that look up to them, you know.
Right, because you never know, like, that kid could, you know, grow up and become somebody, or even, it's kind of like the other day I saw Steph Curry give his shoes to a kid. You never know, that kid could be the next great player. Be like, at this moment, all I did was dedicate my life to basketball. Like,
even the kid grows up to be an average Joe. I mean, it's dope for me to see it. It's just like, you know, because some people feel like athletes detach themselves from the world, you know, or like, oh, you're just a fan, get away from me, or, you know, I'm bigger or better than you. And I'm like, it's dope to show athletes, to show, like, yo, no, we're normal people too, and we care about everybody the same, you know?
You're right, but also the piggyback what you just said, certain athletes do just detach themselves from the world. Like, it's rare that your heroes are really who you think they're going to be. Like, you can meet some people, and then you realize they're straight-up jerks. Like, for example, I never met this person, so I can't say this for sure. My man Fred is a good friend of mine. He's like, man, I remember I went to see the Hornets play, and they played the Sixers with AI. So I'm like, yo, I'm about to meet Allen Iverson. And Allen Iverson was like a straight up jerk to like everyone in the area about he was signing an autograph. It's just like, dang, you know, like, this is like my favorite player, and then he's just, it's a letdown, you know. I've never met AI. I want to meet AI, so don't get it twisted.
I think you also got to take into account that, you know, like I said, ball players, I mean, athletes of all you know, sports are humans too. So, I mean, you never know what kind of stuff they're going through during the day or, you know, at that moment. So, I mean, like, if you see me on the wrong day, I'll be like, man, I don't care who you are. I mean, you could be the president and say something to me. And I'll be like, break out my face. Like, I don't care about what you're talking about right now.
President Barack Obama said anything to me, my mood is just like, woof. It changes immediately, like, dog. I can tell my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, everyone seeing that picture. That's my new background photo. It's my new social media picture. Everyone's going to see that
picture. Dapper J gets starstruck, guys.
The president of the United States, it's not just any president. It's not like it was George Bush. Like, yo, I met Bush.
It wasn't like... I don't know, man. If it was Shaq, it'd be different. Like, if it was Shaq, then I'd probably be like, I'm having a really bad day. But it's Shaq. Gotta show love. Like, what's up, man? Oh, man, it's Shaq. But, I mean, like, other people, I mean, it's whatever.
I mean, and certain people, you know, whether it's Shaq, because I would love to be Shaq. Shaq, you know, our President Obama, President Clinton, like, Bill on the top five coolest white people ever. Like,
yes. Complex, make a list of that. You know, top five coolest white people. Caucasian, Americans, whatever.
And Bill Clinton would definitely be one of them. Because he's the smooth dude, and everyone loved him. Like, he was an honorary black guy. And you couldn't say nothing bad about him.
What?
You know him, right? You know him, right?
I mean, shout out to Bill Clinton, man. You know, dope guy. Dope president. Yeah.
But yeah, more importantly, man, shout out LeBron for doing his thing. The more I realize me hating LeBron as much, it's very immature.
It's irrational. How do you hate LeBron? I've been saying this for like 10 years. It makes no sense.
One, two. I used to like LeBron. I love LeBron from my high school. Then you beat the Wizards 3 years in a row in the playoffs. You get Jay-Z to this D&D, kind of have to hate you. You never did a dunk contest, and your high school dunk contest.
I am mad he didn't do the dunk contest. Like, come on, bro. But I kind of okay with it, though, because, I mean, he doesn't have the greatest dunk, you know? I mean, as far as creativity, for years he did that stupid dunk. The arm out, boom. Okay, it was cool the first time. We seen it about 100, you know. it was cool.
Think about it. Jason Richardson, the top 10 NBA dunker, right?
Yeah.
Who was thinking of some of his best dunks? Gilbert Arenas. All you need is someone in your corner to be like, hey, LeBron, I can do this. All right, watch him. Then he'll do it. He'll be like, yes, he's dope. All right, I'm going to do it. That's all you need. I
could have
been that for LeBron.
Yeah. I could see that, you know, definitely. I mean, I could see both sides, you know. I definitely wanted to see him go in there and show out and dunk and with the greats, you know. But, like, I just felt like he would just disappoint. He would just do something, like, you remember Sean Kemp? I mean, Sean Kemp had, like, some of the greatest in-game dunks of all time. And he came to the dunk contest one year, and it was like, it just didn't translate. Like, he was missing dunks. I was like, what's going on here?
He did it. That was most important.
Shout out to LeBron. I mean, LeBron, we know your knees are getting bad. Your back's getting bad. But end your career off with at least one dunk contest.
He ain't
going to
do it now. He's 30. Like, at this point.
I'm just saying, what you realize the time is up?
That's what he's focused on. That and winning the ring in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, I still, you know, call me, you know, nostalgic, but I still want to see Vince Carter go one more. You know, we know his time's up pretty much, but, like, if you're going to retire this year, get into the dunk contest and cook. Because, I mean, he did this little 360 windmill in practice, like in a warm-up, like a year or two ago. I mean, he's still got some juice, man.
Ben still has bunnies. He doesn't have the same explosion as he did in 2000, which changed all our lives forever. But Vince is still Vince Carter. He's still half mad, you know, half amazing Vince Sanity. So, that stuff never truly goes away. not entirely. Like, Dr. Jenkins is still dumb. This dude is looking
that's
60.
Crazy.
That's freaking awesome. You can imagine you chill like, that's Dr. J. Yeah, we just like, yo, that's Dr. J. Dunk in 2015. That's dope. Anyway, speaking of basketball, what's a lot of basketball today? Well, I guess so. We're a thousand jumpers. But,
I'm like, okay.
Shooting a half court shot for the tuition.
Oh man, that's just you know what's crazy about that? The fact that she made a half court shot, period. Like, it's not even like, oh, it's a man versus a woman thing. It's, I can't readily just go up there and make a half court shot right now. Like, I mean, I could if I got a couple of tries, you know? But like, to do that and you're a mom? Like, it's crazy.
She did it underhand, did it Rick Barry style. That's
the geometry that has to be put in the shot.
The physics. They should do a sports science on that. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Like, that's a magical moment right there. Like, oh, man. He's got the greatest mom ever.
Like, to me, I was just like, when she shot it, you know, it bounced. And it was just like, dang, she missed. And then it bounced up. And it was like, you know, like, whoa. And then she got a freestyle, and then everyone's going crazy. That's one of the ones I would have just ran on the court and start hugging her. And I wouldn't even know I was ran. You're like, oh!
It was like, oh, man. Like, the bounce makes it epic. It's like the heart, your heart's pounding, like, boom, 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 the bounce. And you're like, is it going to go in? Oh!
I'm
this is crazy.
I would have ran on the whole gym. Should I have a mom who would have ran on the gym and dapped up everybody?
Right? Like, oh, man.
Right.
He might really be the real MVP, man.
Oh, yeah, that's legit the real MVP. Like, my mom just made a shot, one shot, and half my tuition paid for. It don't
that's
get more
like,
than
what?
That,
man,
that's MVP.
Talk about that smile on the face. It's like, oh, man.
But,
like,
yeah.
That's just a happy moment.
I know you're the quote-unquote realist and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel knowing that the Warriors finally took that first down, bro?
I mean, come on, man. This is going to be, ugh. I mean, shout out to them. This is about to be a very bad game.
I'm just letting you know the Warriors going to beat the Bucks by 40. Like, okay, you lost, you talk smack.
It's a bad situation because the Bucks talk trash. You know, they were like, yeah, you know, they're saying, but like, in your face, we just won every championship known to man by beating you guys in one regular season game. And then it's like, they lost, Greg Monroe's out, who's their best player.
Agreed.
Now they're going to get killed on the board. So when the Warriors do miss threes, they're going to get offensive rebounds, and Steph is going to pull. But I think today, Klay Thompson's going for 40-plus. Like, he just looked like, you know, he was in there. He's like, okay, you guys play us Friday, right? Like, it's real. This is going to be the two people I say is going to have the greatest games, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. Steph's going to have a pretty good – I mean, he's going to have a Steph Curry game, pretty good. He's like 20-something, probably like 8 to 12 assists. So it's going to be pretty good. But Klay is going to go on a shooting exhibition that we're just going to like, why is he still pulling? Mercy, mercy.
Is Klay going to have one of those magical quarters? I'm not saying making everything, but is he going to go off and just be like, uh-oh, here we go.
I think he will. Like, this is the Warriors statement. It's like Ali when he rematched Frazier. Like, yeah, you beat me the first time. Cool. I'm going to beat you the second time. Only difference is, this would be like Ali facing Frazier where Frazier only has one arm. Like, you're going to get mauled. Like, this rematch is going to be brutal. We're going to have to turn off the TV like, no. Mm-mm. Like,
or
my eyes can't let me watch this.
Keep watching the TV with the iPhone. I don't fall asleep.
Someone's pulling out the mercy rule that we've never heard of before. Okay, like you know, like usually when a team goes up by a lot of points, the thing the other team does that's winning is they shoot a lot of threes. You know, because if you're taking it in all the time, it's a little disrespectful. You know, you try to run up the score, you're still playing hard. But this is the Warriors game. So, like, when you get up by points, what do? Just stop playing the basketball? They're just going to start chucking threes.
Because the thing with the Warriors, they're young, they're talented, and they really don't give a crap. Like, it's just basically, you're going to put it on your throat, and you can't stop
it. I love the arrogance of it. You know me, man. I love the arrogance of the Warriors.
I love certain types of arrogance. And I'm a fan of the Warriors, so I respect and admire them. It's kind of like, okay, you can't be us or see us. You know who
right?
we are.
Like, you said the jump shooting team will not win. And then we won it all. And now we're winning at such a rate that you haven't seen before. We're going to continue to win until somebody steps up to stop us. And it's just like, ha, watch me shoot the three. Steph is showboating on people, pulling threes from God knows where, staring down everybody and anybody in the crowd. Like, of course, Draymond's always going to add the spice to the sauce. Like, he's out there just,
Tyler.
Wow.
So I want Boy Tyler. We were reminiscing over, like, the era of the mid-2000s, you know, Gilbert was cooking with us. And he was like, Gilbert got the city back. And I'm like, he did. I'm like, he did it in a way where he was beating the best players. I'm like, Gilbert was the third best shooting guard in the league. It was Kobe, Wade, and Gilbert. Whether TK want to believe it or not, you know, TK be tripping. Shout out to TK. And it's just like, you know, remember Gilbert's range? He would just shoot from like 35 and he would just walk back and be, it wouldn't be arrogance, it'd be confidence. Like,
right?
Gilbert,
he would just pull and turn around. I'm
first person to just shoot and walk away and know what's going in. But, like, Steph just took that recipe and just threw his own flavor in it. And it's just like, bro, Steph ain't even human, dog. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Gilbert never shot and then turned at the opposing bench and just looked at them and the fans and kept running. Gilbert never did that. He just looked at our home crowd and was like, yo, I'm that dude. And heard the roar.
Steph's shot is so good that his team just has this blind faith. I remember watching them play, and it's on a fast break. Steph pulls up to shoot the three, and literally everybody, all the rest of the four guys just start walking back. Like, they don't even attack the boards. They're like, screw it. We're just no use. And it just goes, and everybody's like, see, told you. Like Steph is unreal. Nothing beats Kemba's face, though. When Kemba saw Steph open, he's like looking like, come on, man. He's about to shoot
it. He's like, y'all don't play defense? Like, you know who got it.
Man,
Teacher zone. All right, before we wrap this basketball segment, because we spent almost 30 minutes on basketball. It's pretty good. And Christmas coming up, too. So, you know, Cavs, Warriors, that's going to be going to be a game.
Well, LeBron's going to win, but it's okay.
Steph's dropping 50.
It don't matter. Steph could drop 100, and LeBron will find a way to win on Christmas. This game means too much.
Anyway, the reason I brought up the Cavs, Amon Shumpert just had a baby girl, so congratulations to Amon Shumpert and the out there.
Dope.
But he named his daughter Amon June. Now, last week, we talked about Kanye's name, Kanye's baby name. And in the
top five of all time.
Same episode, we also mentioned Instagram baby filter names.
Yeah, this is kind of a recurring theme right here.
This needs to stop, Rob. Whatever happened to the normal names, man?
Well, what is a normal name? I mean, huh? Are we being culturally biased for names?
I'm not biased, but some of these names are just so far-fetched. And it's like, okay, Amon name is right here, a girl named Junior. Like, her, you know,
yeah.
Named after her father. But really? Would you do that? Like
me? No, but I'm more. I think more traditional when it comes to names. I mean, my name is Robert. That's like the most common name for a man other than like John.
Sam, Billy, Pablo.
I mean, if you look up in the dictionary, well, I mean, on Google, I think my name is like third behind John and something, maybe David or something. But you know,
probably.
Shout out to Rob, all Roberts across.
Hey, what's your name, you daughter Roberta?
No. Hey, that's no. I just think that's an ugly name. Like, Roberta sounds like some foreign, big, burly woman. Like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that for my daughter, no. That I have in the future. I don't have one now.
Yeah, we don't have kids, ladies and gentlemen. So if you ever wonder, you know, team no kids.
That was a little weird that you said we don't have kids.
Why do you make things so popular?
That was a little weird, man. I'm just saying, it was a little weird. Shout out if you live that life, though. But it's weird.
This is what I mean by trolling. Because you can't, y'all kind of like mock the world.
Hey, that's payback for that random troll earlier today, this week.
What troll? When you were just like, I'm going
hey, I'm about to go for a job, but does anybody care? Well, guess what?
It's the equivalent of my cousin Josh's tweet, I'm hopping in the car. To go where? Why do we care?
What if something happens to him and he wants to let you know where he was? Like, he's hopping in the car, so at least you have some context clues here. Come on, man.
It was the equivalent of what Rick Ross said. Like, he said it multiple times. Not only just tweeted it once. And I just caught it. This man tweeted it multiple times. Finna go out. What? Like, dude.
He's making an alibi.
And you. About to go on a jog. Okay.
If a house in the neighborhood gets robbed, guess what? They're going to say, Rob, what did you do? Did you rob this house? I'm going to say, nope. Look at my tweets. I was clearly on a jog.
Holly. But you could tweet it, but that doesn't mean you did it. Did you snap it, though? No. Nope.
Hey, after that, at least it's in the air, though, and all I have to do is prove it. Somebody seen me going somewhere, and I happen to be using my feet.
We don't believe it's okay. We need more people.
Oh, so you're just going to convict me in the court of public opinion? Okay.
Yeah, this is what we do. Anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand.
Back to the baby name.
Yeah, baby name. What are your thoughts? Me, I'm not naming no girl Jarrell Jr.
I mean, Jarrell's a strong man name, though. I'm not saying like a person named Jarrell is strong.
I've met several women named Jarrell.
Named Jarrell?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with a woman named Jarrell. It would be weird. She's like, what's your name, Jarrell? What? No. When I hear Jarrell, I think of a man.
That's crazy.
Amon, I think maybe, I mean, like, I've never known anybody named Amon, so maybe that's a unisex name. And I mean,
I
one
Amon
side.
Let me go look up Amon's middle name. Because this is like a strong male name. Then you're like, yo, why did you.
I don't know.
Amon Asante Shumpert. I never met a girl named Asante.
Only Asante I know is the corner.
You're right. That's a male. Like, you're not thinking
exactly.
Of look at the girl. Hey, Asante. No.
I mean, now that you say it, it might be a girl's name somewhere. Names like that. I mean, I don't attach a sex to those type of names. I mean, I am more accustomed to seeing Amani instead of Amon. You know. So I mean, on one hand, I mean, a junior, it is kind of weird seeing that for a girl. But I mean, hey, I mean, who am I to tell them what to name that kid, man? You know, it may mean a lot to them. I mean, what if that's their only kid, so he wants to have a junior? You know,
that's
see?
The first kid, I don't know. I wouldn't have done it, you know. But to each his own, because I remember, like, the BH1 specials, they would be, like, celebrity baby names. And it's one, I don't know the couple, I forget the couple who said it, but they named their son, Pilot Inspector. An inspector with a K. I'm serious. Pilot Inspector. Inspector with a K.
That, I mean, hey, man. I mean, isn't Andre 3000's kid named Seven?
Yeah.
Like, come on. If we're going to talk bad names, at least Amon's a name and not a number. I mean, hey. I mean, you know, I mean, you can go on a list of names, you know, that you might not, you know, you shouldn't name your kid. But, I mean, teach their own. Name your kid what you want to name them, you know. You just have to deal with their retribution when they get older.
Why?
You said what?
Northwest. Come on, yo.
I mean, when you have money, you have to express yourself in some way, and maybe it's baby names.
All right, Rob. I pray you get money, and then you have a child, and we're going to see what you name
it. Oh, no. I could be like a multi-trillionaire, and we're still going traditional over here, man. Nah.
All right, he's going to say that, and then he's going to name his son something crazy. He's not even going to be Robert. It's going to be like...
My kid's gonna be like Reebok George or something like. It's gonna be dope either way.
Adidas, you know, they helped me get my money. It's like, what? You know, Adidas look good. No.
If you name your kid Nike, that would be. Come on, Nike sounds like a cool name.
Hey, fun fact: Nike is the goddess of winning. Goddess. So it's a girl.
Yeah.
Youngins don't even know that. They just say, oh, Nike is the shoe. No, you idiot. It was named after the gods of winning. So now you got a fun fact for the day.
We give out history lessons. Holla.
Yes, we do. And speaking of female greatness, man, hats off to Abby Wambach, one of the greatest female soccer players that's ever kicked the ball.
Definitely.
And, you know, she just retired. She's done a lot. Won a gold medal. One World Cup appeared for. She has the most international points scored ever. Both men and women. Beckham, Mia Hamm, like every, you know, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to her, man.
That's a great accomplishment.
That 2012, and it looked like we were getting ready to lose, and she hit that header. I was going crazy in my basement. I'm like, oh, let's go. Hey, real live, Rob, before we die, we need to go to, like, overseas one of those big soccer matches.
Yeah, man.
I just want to go crazy. Because, like, soccer announcers are the dopest announcers of all time.
They're so turnt. They have to drink before they get to the game. They have
exactly.
To pregame to the game.
Because the moment they score, they just like, go!
Right? You're like, man.
Is A1.
You know what's dope about soccer? A person will score, and the game will still be going on, and they'll just be running around like, watch me. I'm like, man. That's like... That's so dope. Like I haven't played soccer since I was young, you know. But man, it is a good feeling to score.
Amen, my brother. Amen. So now it's still football season.
Mm-hmm.
Our Redskins. We 3 games away if we played our abilities from not only making the playoffs but being division champion.
Yeah, so well, I mean that's the only way we're gonna get in.
I mean, yeah, you're right. We're not winning.
Let's not kill ourselves.
Our
division's in shambles.
Right. Think of where we were in the beginning of the year. We had a lot of hope. Then it was just like our three gets just taken away. And then it's like, he still can be inconsistent, but he's improving. And then we still got a shot to win the division. It don't get much.
I mean, that. Not only a chance, we're in the driver's seat. There's nothing like being in the driver's seat towards the end of the year. Like,
you're right.
It's a really good feeling. Like, I mean, we got a couple of games where we can definitely lose, but, I mean, we can definitely win them too. So, I mean, hey, it doesn't matter how bad our division is. As long as we win it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can say whatever they want to say. We win. Like, do you
exactly.
have a division championship? No, but we do. So.
Exactly. And we get a home playoff game. And I live 5 minutes away from the stadium. I am definitely going to try to be there. I'll probably be back at school, but it doesn't matter.
No, I think you'll be home for that, for the first time.
Oh, man. Ah, and that's the only one we're getting at home.
Right.
Let's go.
We'll see what happens. The only threat in my mind is the New York Giants. And Rob, let's break down the series of the
Not
Giants.
Them. Yeah.
Piggyback. For those who don't know, we're not Giants fans. We're realists, right? And if you don't know history, you are doomed to repeat. In 2007, Eli was terrible. Coughlin was going to get fired. Strahan's pretty much on retirement. It's looking like the end of the Giants. Then they play a great game against the undefeated Patriots. They lose, but they had the first real moral victory I ever saw. And then they go on a crazy run, beat a team in Dallas, who was unstoppable in 2007. Then beat Brett Favre in his last game at Lambeau.
Oh, man. How?
And
just how?
Down Tom Brady. And if Brady wins, he's the GOAT quarterback. If Belichick wins, he's the GOAT coach. And if they win, they're the greatest team ever created by men.
Yeah.
All in a way because of Eli Manning, right? That was 07. 4 years goes by, then Eli's trash. The
of
game
course.
Has slipped past Coughlin.
Yeah, he's
terrible.
Here.
There's no more straight heads. All you have is
nah,
he's
there.
Is like, okay, guys, time to do it again. And what did they do? They beat the Packers, who were 15-1 at home.
How?
They beat
when
them.
Does this happen? Like, what?
They go to San Fran. They were supposed to lose San Fran. Somehow
easily.
Win, and they go to the Super Bowl and win again. Now, in 4 years, Eli has been playing better. So not saying he's trash.
Oh, no.
The Hawking needs to retire. The defense sucks. We have
Oof, not this again.
But I don't know if he's built to last, da-da-da-da. And what's going to happen? If
oh,
you
man.
Are a fan of football.
If you are a Patriots fan.
Because if the Giants win the division, this is what's going to happen. They're going to go to Carolina and beat Carolina. Then they're going to go play Arizona in Arizona and beat Arizona.
Arizona
and
beat that. And
my man Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again. And
for
Eli
the third time.
I'm going to do it again. Then Coughlin's a Hall of Famer. Eli's a Hall of Famer. Odell has been the first to, like, get rid of the Madden curse permanently. I'm telling you. Like,
can it be?
They don't know what's going to happen. You don't know your history.
You must root for us, the Redskins, unless you want the Giants to take home the Super Bowl again.
Again.
The stars have aligned. The stars have aligned. You can't beat destiny. This is why one of the reasons I'm scared for my team, because destiny is what destiny does.
Now, wait till they get that ring, because you know you're going to have a crazy playoff. You are
right? I mean, Eli Manning is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the postseason.
That's true.
Oh,
you know,
man.
No way. That's what Beckham will do this year. If he
No.
I guarantee it, bro. I really do.
And
remind you, the Giants play the Panthers in New York. Like I said, the Giants broke the 07 streak. And the Broncos in 98, they broke their streak too. So,
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they win. If the Giants, Panthers are going undefeated. They're going undefeated. If they lose to the Giants and the Giants win the division, it's over, bro. It's over.
Yeah, man. Football as the world knew it is done. It's back to a Giants revolution.
All right, a couple more things before we get up out of here. MVP, man, it's a two-man race. It's Cam Newton, Dad Newton, you know, or it's Teflon. I'm not even Tom Swift no more. Teflon.
No, no. Who's that? Teflon Tom.
As much as it's like Cam has done more for his team, because without Cam, they're not undefeated at all.
Yeah.
They're probably not 500. No, I'm not. They'll be fine. They got to be.
But they wouldn't.
My thing is, Brady's still being Brady. People are getting hurt. He's still putting up these type of numbers. And you know the NFL loves this from Tom Brady.
But
you get Brady his third MVP or can get his first?
I think the last couple of weeks when they lost, like, that proves why Cam is going to win. Like, when Gronk went down, you saw what the Patriots' offense looked like. And maybe the voters start saying, okay, maybe Tom Brady is still dope, but he is leaning on Gronk more than Cam is leaning on anybody on his offense. Like, Greg Olsen is dope.
The game without Gronk, the wide receivers are playing terrible. And then Brady does it, hits the F button, and was like, okay, guys.
Yeah.
Do what I do best.
But they lost to the Eagles.
But did you see that comeback, though?
It's the Eagles, though. This isn't the Super Bowl when they had T.O. This is the Eagles now. You lost to the Eagles.
Hey, I know Philly fans listening. Like, hey, what you gonna say? You a Skins fan? Whatever.
Hey, but man, we beat you guys, and we're gonna do it again. So, hey, Philly fans, come see us—not us personally, but our team. You know.
Yeah, we don't have problems with Philly fans.
Because you guys are wild.
But anyway, like, I feel like as much as Cam may deserve it, I wouldn't be surprised if Brady gets it.
You can't. If Cam ends the year undefeated, you have to give him the MVP.
Oh,
you can't.
Undefeated.
That is the biggest travesty. If he goes undefeated and doesn't win, man, I'm calling everything. Like, I don't care what it is, how far-fetched the theory is. I am going to use it, and I'm going to scream it loud. Because you can't give someone who's – you can't make an excuse not to give an undefeated person the MVP. It makes no sense.
And we're crazy. They're undefeated, but we're really not talking about them being undefeated. Like, when the Patriots were undefeated, every week, it's okay. Hear me out. When the Patriots were undefeated, they were destroying them. Like, I mean, well, you know, we got destroyed. But
come on, man. Why you gotta bring it up?
You gotta speak the facts. The Patriots were really destroying people. Like, granted, we lost them, but they took the win out of them.
Close.
They've been winning, but then
I
have does that alarm you?
I mean, the game is just playing, man. It's just like, I think they're more exciting. I mean, I like close games. You know? I don't like watching blowouts all the time.
Right. It depends on the moment. But if it's two teams and it's about like the Super Bowl, the Broncos. But if you don't, and blow sucks out. Hey, and our last important example, we're gonna ask and get about it. Is Odell the best since Randy in terms?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, man.
Like, I don't know if anyone is doing it like that since Randy. Like, Megatron, he was dope. But Odell is dope. Day one, 25 games, 24 touchdowns.
I don't know, Odell. Maybe it's me. But, like, Odell strikes the same fear in the heart of defensive coordinators as Randy did, you know? And then Calvin Johnson, I mean, when you look at Odell, you say, okay, he's fast, you know, he makes amazing catches. But when you look at Calvin Johnson, when he was cooking, and, well, I mean, he still is kind of, but I mean, he's not the same Megatron once knew. But he was, he's 6'5", 230. He was just thinking, how? How do you stop a man this fast, this big? Like, it's not going to happen. Like, he would just make monster catches and then just stare down these defenders like, yeah, look at it. Like, Odell makes great catches, but it's not like, it doesn't give me the same feel of dominance.
I beg to differ. Because I look at the Dolphin game Monday night, right? That touchdown catch on Enzo was crazy. And then you see him catch a ball, and you're like, bro. Or like the play against us.
I mean, okay, that catch was cool. Like, against us, I don't really think that catch was that crazy. Like, I mean, okay, he dove, caught the ball.
How we caught. One hand. That catch was crazy.
Yeah. I mean.
Is it? No, but this is just like, how does he make these plays? Like, this man had eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this team before. Like, Odell, dog. That's a special individual.
I mean, he's got a lot of skills, but one, a lot of his catches come in losses. Like, let's just put that out there. I mean, yeah, he
You're
did
right.
the super joint against the Cowboys, but you lost. Yeah, he caught a pretty good ball against us, but guess what, bruh? You lost. Like, I mean, and the joint against the Dolphins, I mean, one of them plays was just complete blown coverage. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know, man. When you saw Randy on the field lined up, he was a game changer. Randy was turning teams that should have been 6-10 or whatever to 12-4 teams, 15-1. Like,
I remember, Rob.
Like, it's different. Like, he's not like, they're not throwing four defenders. Like, with Randy, they would literally be the whole secondary on them, and everybody else is open. Like, they wouldn't even care. They wouldn't care.
But it's just like, you know what's going on, Odell, and somehow Odell still makes these plays. Like, I just look at, if you look at that Washington draft class, we all thought Sammy was the one. No, Sammy Watkins is dope.
I mean, Sammy Watkins is a beast. He's got skills.
He's a beast. But no one saw how good Odell Beckham was going to be, unless you're an LSU fan. He's the only one talking about Odell is like, man, fam. Oh,
he definitely under the rug. I mean, because it was other good great receivers in the draft. So I mean, he got to fly under the radar, you know. But I mean, also he got gift wrapped. I mean, when Victor Cruz went down, it was like, who else are they going to throw it to? So I mean, he's literally going to catch 90% of the balls. Who?
You know, Randall.
Did you say Ruben Randall? Oh, man. Come on.
But, hey, I look at the numbers and Odell, to me, it reminds me of Randy. He's not better than Randy. I'm not saying I'm laughing. In terms of what it makes, how it makes me feel, I'm just like, man, Odell. I would pay to see Odell.
Yeah, I mean he's got box office, of course.
Randy come out the gate and be that fire and then remain that way, you know. And it's something that
you know,
happen against us for the next few years at least.
I mean, of course, consistency is key. Like, I mean, you can have two great years. I mean, Torrey Holt was one of the best receivers I've ever seen, ever to play. If you just look at numbers, I mean, he was just great. And then, I mean, everything went bad fast. I mean, a couple of injuries here and there, boom, boom, and his career was over. So, I mean, Odell got skills, mm-hmm. man, but he's got to do this for a few more years, like at least 5 more years, at least. I mean, put up high numbers.
I think he'll get there. But, you know, wrap up in a little bit. Before we do our shout-outs, man, shout-out NC first and foremost.
Yeah, man.
Celebration going Morgan, Alcorn State, in the Georgia Dome. If you ever watch anything in the Jordan Dome, being in the Jordan Dome is a beautiful thing. I'm like, man, this is the Jordan Dome. Like, when Mike Dick played, Jamal Anderson, you know, like, I just think
it's
all
right.
Hey. I respect it. And just being there, and I know it's going to be crazy. I got homies on the team, Child Long Ross, my man Marcus. They're going to kick tail. We got to take care of business. Shout out to them. You want to start shout out? Where go?
No, you go ahead, man. You know.
Well, shout out to Jesse Jackson. I met him the other day. It's pretty dope.
Big.
Yeah, that was very big, man. Much love. Aggie Pride for life. You already know.
Yep.
Shout out that it's Friday, man. It's the freaking weekend, dog.
Exactly.
I can go to sleep.
Well, you know, I've been sleeping for a while. It's overrated sometimes.
You know what? Anyway, shout out to everyone. Shout out to everyone. You support us. We appreciate you. If you don't,
yeah, man.
Look, shout out to my homies that graduated recently. I know Renee graduated. A couple, like my homegirl Nikki graduated. A couple people I know from high school. Shout out to them. And yeah, I think that's it. Oh, shout out to my boys, Jamar and Jalen from Regular Matter. Man, they got this new show coming out. I'm going to tweet the link. Rob is definitely one of them. It's one of the ones. In the episode they put up on YouTube, we've all been through. If you've been in college, you've been through it. Believe that. But shout them out. For now. So, yeah. Florida.
That's what I mean, you know.
No shout out, B?
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying, man? You said everybody I was going to say. So, I mean, that's it, man. Right, you know?
I guess next time is going to be next Tuesday at 4:30.
4:30. Catch us live.
I got to go. I have a Christmas shopping, dog. I ain't done that. But anyway, song we'll play is...
You're slacking.
Featuring Big Crit. See y'all Tuesday at 4:30. Keep listening.
Yeah,
and,
man. Tune in.
And tune in next time.
All right.
Peace.
Forbidden knowledge can destroy mankind. I spend large hours of my days alone. I don't believe we share this universal space alone. I think we got a lot from them. They gave us phones, internet, and now we all know what is forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge is too great for a man. Think if man could read your mind, you think that man understands how to use it with integrity, not conquering land? Would it be good if we increase the lifespan? Well, that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge can destroy mankind. We can grow out of control like cancer under the skin of Mother Nature. Busy cities much alike to a tumor. Too many cells, the residents, the body's polluter. I say Wusa and Ali, you the chubby doobie, the Judah, child of Jacob. I know my history, I know we are Moors. There's a universe in her afro. Hold us back though, there's a power in the black folk. Well, that's forbidden knowledge. At first they wanna keep us separate but equal, but it's not, and so we fight against the hatred and evil. Now they let us think we got it and they killing our people. Why does history repeat like a sequel? Well, that's forbidden knowledge. It's got a man watching TV like people, rewinding his favorite parts to playing back like a TiVo. Have I wrote this shit before? It all feels like a redo, and deja vu is left to die like our dreams do. But that's forbidden knowledge. I have some shocking memories as a kid, waking up onto a table, a lab, some type of biz. Too vivid to be a nightmare. Mom would tell me that shit. Can't remember anything that they did. Guess that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge. Karma from shit we did since the day we were seven. So did you share toys or did you masturbate at 11? I'm I'm just a 90s baby and millennial kid. Indigo's on the rise to make perennial shift. Hope this music stands long as redwoods, sequoias, pyramids, and stones like stones from Stonehenge. Come on, let the future tell the truth. Cause you a shell of you, you played your cards wrong, now you got hell in you. Be glad I still retain respect for you. Cause I got bullets that'll kill you if your best is hell and heaven proof. I never understand your corporate greed. Just a group of people, all they want is more than they need. Signing off on papers blinded to the pain overseas. Blood resulting from the ink that they bleed, but that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge.
Put the liquor store across the street from the gun shop. In the park, I hop, skipping a dark way from the gunshots that rang out in the neighborhood where the youth misunderstood. Fighting over concrete squares where the laws just ain't no good. I think the agenda's meant to kill us all. Like, what good is education long as you can ball? Standing on the couch inside the club and hit the mall. Billy feed a bum, but you buy it all. I think they laughing at us. Cause while we watching some cable, they were talking about the economy, shed croppers and stables. How to keep a horse running his course. Give him some blinders so that he lack one more fool who's ever right beside him his own kind. I pray you dig deeper if you don't find what you're looking for on the surface. The knowledge that you need can't be next to a church. If you every bit of worth, they're not worthless. You kings and queens were meant for better things than flexing on the scene or bursting out the seams of your blouse that you told yourself you never wear outside your mama's highs. Cause the energy it lends put strong women down.
Down.
Brother, look, you don't need to go to jail just to read you a book. I wonder what Malcolm found after going to Mecca, or the mind state of Martin after visiting Selma. Two leaders that were slain for speaking the topic on the schemers and the reapers of forbidden knowledge.
Knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge.
Forbidden knowledge.